Happy Friday. Welcome back to Morning Coffee with Rick Alexander. So on Monday, I did a show about pivoting in a new direction and oftentimes how that's pre-verbal and there's a lot of confusion and there's a lot of, it can just be very difficult to understand what direction you're really being called and what direction you feel safe going, especially when your environment doesn't support it. And so I dug back into the archives to a show I recorded on Lionheart Radio. And side note, for you all that used to listen to my old show on the Lionheart Radio channel and do want more of those shows, I am working on putting those on a platform so that they'll all be available again in the near future. But I dug back into the archives and I found an episode called Practical Faith, which I found to be a very fitting partner to Monday's episode. So if you are somebody that is grappling with this internal desire to pivot or to move or at least to head toward a new frontier, then I think that today's episode will be a perfect follow-up for you. So without further ado, on to the show.
Give up all the wild times and jump into the wildfire just to have one more wild night. When you give me this high, I can wait a lifetime. Just to have one more wild night.
All right, happy Thursday. My name is Rick Alexander, and this is Morning Coffee. And today, we're going to talk about faith. Now, if you're not religious, or if you are religious, probably this is the thing that I'm finding in my life. I like these areas that are very, like, to me, everything's spiritual, right? So I'm a weirdo like that. But what I'm finding is that people that are on both sides of the aisle, like very religious, are like, they don't agree. And then people that aren't religious at all are also like, well, you're talking about faith, I'm out. And it's like, okay, I'm only talking about all of these concepts to the degree that they're going to make you a better human and make your life better. That is my fundamental goal with all of these things. Because I've grown to love this life. And I'm so grateful for the experiences that I've had. And I find that I have a responsibility to share that with you because I'm so passionate about this existence thing and making it whatever you want. And so when I come up with these concepts and I talk about these, a lot of these things are like, to give you guys a quick background, I grew up very religious and then I sort of faded away from it. And then it was this long period of me just like figuring out, well, what do I actually believe about different things? And what I'm finding is the personal development space, there's an element of spirit in it. Because from what I've seen, everything that matters in your life is beyond physical matter. Like there's a spirit element to everything. And we as humans can't really override that, right? It's like when you're doing a job and all of a sudden it's like, you know when it's time to quit. Same with relationships. You know when it's time to pivot. You know when it's time to leave, to move for something new. The spirit in something changes all the time. And we have to sort of be awake to what that spirit element is. But the other thing that I'm finding is that a lot of these sort of spiritual principles, if they're rooted in your life, can make your life a lot better. And that's to the degree that that's true is to the degree that I actually want to talk about them and discuss them in the show. And so today, what I'm going to do is break down faith. And just remember, this isn't a religious talk unless you want it to be. And this is a lecture that I'm working on. So probably in July, for the first time, I'll give this lecture in Virginia Beach. So if you're on the East Coast and you want to hear like the full deal, then just stay tuned, follow what I'm doing, and I'll definitely let you know when that happens. But today what I'm going to do is give you a very pragmatic understanding of faith as I understand it, and it will help your life. So the first thing that I want you to remember is that you don't have an option when it comes to faith. You have faith, you just don't know in what, essentially, right? You don't put it in yourself or you don't put it in God, then you don't really know what it's in. But because you have such a finite understanding of reality, because every single potential future lies in front of you, could be manifested, you have to have some sort of trust, which is fundamentally what faith is, that it's going to be okay. Otherwise, you would just be a crumpled mess on the floor and you'd have the total inability to deal with reality. I've said that on the show before, but that's kind of what I'm talking about. It's like tomorrow you could get in a car accident, you could get cancer, you could meet the love of your life, you could be with someone that you thought was the love of your life and meet someone else. Like, who knows? You could find a new hobby that you end up getting obsessed with, and then you become world class in, and then you teach, and then you start a whole movement, or maybe you start a podcast, and next thing you know, you got 20,000 people listening to you as you ramble on about life. Literally anything could happen, okay? And so that's why faith is fundamentally important to you living a good life, because you're always engaging with the unknown. So the next question that I want to ask you is, can you trust somebody that you resent? Just think about that in your own life. Some people might say yes, but what I've come to realize is that I could never trust somebody if I full on resented them. And I'm not talking about a little resentment. I mean, like, if somebody was malevolent toward you, malicious toward you, would you be able to trust that person in the future? So come up with your answer. My answer is no. Really think through that. Pause this if you want to, because it's important that you know the answer to that problem. All right. And so as you think about your life, you're constantly dealing with the unknown, right? That's what I'm talking about. So you're constantly, your life is constantly dealing with the unlimited, infinite number of paths that could unfold before you. And so for you to have contentment in such a messed up situation, the more trust you have that that path is going to be the right one, the more well-being you have. Anxiety is rooted in uncertainty. The root of all anxiety is uncertainty. So the less faith that you have, the more anxiety that you have about your life. So if you have a lot of anxiety in life, start looking to where you might have a little bit of uncertainty. Now, when it comes to faith, this is where this is really important. Now, I'm going to tell you guys, I'm doing this all in like 7 to 10 minutes. The lecture is far more in depth. So if you're interested in this idea, just stay tuned, because that will be much deeper than this. The more trust you can have fundamentally, the more you will be okay with the path, the less anxiety you have, and of course, the better your life will be. Now, what is faith in life? So faith in God, whatever it is for you, all it is trusting that whatever happens, it's supposed to happen that way. That there's a deeper truth, that it's actually okay, that it's right, that all is right in the world, even when things are wrong. That's what faith fundamentally is. And so that's what you're looking for, right? Because as the path unfolds in front of you, if it doesn't unfold in a way that's pleasurable, you still have to have trust that it's supposed to be that way. And so the less trust you have with life, the less faith that you have, the more anxiety you have, and the less free you are to make movements. Now, we all live a very scared existence in a lot of ways. And one of the things I'm finding is a lot of people that say they have a lot of faith, that are very dogmatically religious, tend to live very fearful lives. Because if you think about how fear works, it keeps you boxed in because you don't go to what you're afraid of. Now, you're constantly surrounded by the unknown. And so sometimes I think we just say faith as like a proclamation to like just say, yes, I have faith. And it's like, I just hope that I can believe that because I gotta move through the world. But the more faith you have, the less worry you have fundamentally. That's what we're saying there. And so if you wanna live a completely free existence, you actually need faith to do that. Otherwise, you're going to avoid what you're scared of. Now, if you have less faith, you have more fear, so you have more things to avoid, so you're not as free to express yourself how you want to in this life. Okay, so now go back to this original question. Can you trust something or someone that you resent? And so for you to have full faith, what's required is that you think very seriously about all of the fucked up things that have ever happened to you. And I mean that very seriously. So like, think through the most malevolent, terrible things you've ever witnessed that have happened to you, people letting you down, people dying, people getting sick, the most messed up things that actually do happen in this life. And then can you say it's okay? Can you acknowledge it and know that it's all gonna work out for the better? Now, I'll just be super personal and tell you guys, when I think about that, my answer is no. When I think about like my best friends that have passed away, the answer is no. I don't know. I'm working on it, but I don't know. That's the most honest answer I could give anybody. What I've come to realize, though, anytime you have faith, if you're not acknowledging what you're having faith in, that what you're really trusting, well, then your faith isn't real. And it doesn't actually keep you free from worry. And it doesn't actually keep you free from fear. And so this idea of working through faith is actually really important in all of our lives, whether we have a God or a religion or anything else that we claim. It's super important that you can acknowledge all of the terrible things that have happened, all of the terrible things that could happen, and then still choose that it's worth it. Because that's what faith is. You're saying that this existence is worth it no matter what goes wrong. I actually believe it is. I just have a hard time with the trust part. The thing that's changed my life is waking up every day and saying, well, I don't know. I don't know about the future, but today I can say no matter what adversity comes up, I'm going to have faith in the path. I'm going to have faith that the path will appear if I always pick the path of highest good. And that's the way that I live my life. And since I've been doing that, I will be honest, the path does feel more divine. Things do feel more right. I feel like it's not my job to worry about everything that could go wrong. It's my job to have faith in what I'm doing and my expression on this earth. And so for you, as you think about the unlimited paths that could unfold in front of you, especially if you're in times of uncertainty right now, choose faith today. Today, just choose to acknowledge that things might come up, adversity might come up, but you have the option of saying, today, I'm just going to choose a fundamental trust in the universe, in God, in life, in whatever that looks like for you. If you can get to that place, you're actually free to express this life and to do what you want in this life in any way that you choose. I know this one went a little bit long. This is a super convoluted topic. I hope I got to the bottom. I hope I gave you a practical way to actually understand the way that faith shows up in your life and the role that it plays in your life, because outside of any kind of spiritual practice, just having faith in existence itself keeps you free to move about the world. The fastest example I can give you, and you can just think about this in your own life. For me, I want to be a writer and a podcaster, a speaker, whatever. That's not a very conventional existence. There's a million things I could worry about. Just like in your life, there's a million things that you could be worrying about right now. Benefits, things that could go wrong, things that could go right. Like, you could just have lists and lists of pros and cons, and those all help to a point. But at the end of the day, if I feel like this is what I'm supposed to be doing in the earth, just like if you feel like you have something that you should be doing, it's not your job to worry about what could go wrong. It's your job to put as much faith in yourself, in life itself, so that you are free to act on what could go right. And that's the only way that this will ever work. Otherwise, you'll live a scared and worryful existence. And that's a terrible way to live your life. I actually have a billion more thoughts on this. Again, the next lecture I give is going to be all about faith. So from a probably pretty secular perspective, again, not religious unless you want it to be, but stay on the lookout and we'll have more for that. Anyway, hope this made sense for you. You know I love you. We'll talk tomorrow on Morning Coffee.
Well, I guess it would be nice if I could touch your body. I know not everybody has got a body like me. But I gotta think twice before I give my heart away. And I know all the games you play, 'cause I play them too. Oh, but I need some time off from that emotion. Time to pick my heart up off the floor. It's a song, man, baby, but I'm showing you that door. Run, gotta have faith. Gotta have faith. Gotta have faith. Gotta have faith, baby. I know you're asking me to stay. Stay, please, don't go away. 'Cause you're giving me the blues. Baby, you might be all the words you say. Showing you that door, where I gotta have faith. Gotta have